Ireland's current home is in Malahide, but a new national cricket stadium is another step closer after the government approved plans for the construction of a 4,000-seater stadium in time for the T20 World Cup in 2030, which Ireland is hosting along with England and Scotland. Cricket is also one of five new sports set to feature at the next Olympic Games. Nathan Johns is with us. He's a cricket journalist. Nathan, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about the background to this latest announcement.
Well, they've been trying to, Cricket Ireland, the national governing body for the sport on this island, has been trying to get a permanent playing facility government funded of its own since about 2018. They've been in contact and in talks with the government, and there's been a lot of forward and back, a lot of kind of promises that have been made and then extended, and the timeline has been longer than a lot of people would want. The government has essentially committed to building them something for couple of years now. I think 2022 was the first major significant positive news that something would be in the pipeline, but this is the first time that there's a concrete date set that like as you said, a 4,000 seater will be built in time for 2028 is the date that the announcement yesterday said. So it's the first time we know when something will be coming, and we know roughly what size. So like you said, 4,000 seats.
And where will it be?
It'll be in Abbottstown in the Sport Ireland campus, where there's various other different sports. There's going to be a new national velodrome built that's probably going to be slightly ahead of the cricket stadium. That's further along the development process. That's already been put out to tender, as far as I understand, whereas cricket won't go out until halfway through next year. So, yeah, it's on that big sports complex in Abbottstown.
So what happens to Malahide?
Well, that's the question that a lot of people have been asking, because, you know, Malahide, as you said, is the spiritual home of Irish cricket. It's a club. It's an independent cricket club, so it's not owned or run by Cricket Ireland. They pay to use the facility.
Very nice venue, though.
It's absolutely stunning. Yeah, it's very accessible. It's at the end of the Dart Line, which a lot of people have been complaining that Abbottstown doesn't have the same public transport links. I think there are plans much later down the line to try and develop these public transport links out to Abbottstown, but yeah, the kind of nostalgic spiritual kind of connection to Malahide is something that a lot of people are pointing to. But at the end of the day, this is a facility that's being paid for by the government and being handed to Cricket Ireland, whereas, you know, Cricket Ireland wouldn't own Malahide and wouldn't get the same access and use out of it. That said, there are still plans to use it for, perhaps, until public transport links are developed, there are plans to use Malahide with bigger matches where they draw bigger crowds, as far as Cricket Ireland are concerned.
So the new stadium, hopefully built in time for the 2030 World Cup, how much will it all cost?
Well, that's the question. They don't know at this stage. Oh. Cricket Ireland essentially has had very, very detailed plans for a much bigger stadium drawn up for a considerable time now. First time I heard of them was towards the end of last year. The government, it was essentially a case of, right, well, what's the government willing to pay for? They now know that at this stage they're willing to pay for 4,000 seats and a pavilion and training facilities as well at this initial stage. But they won't have a final figure for what it costs until it goes out for tender and a builder essentially tells them how much it's going to cost. And that, they said that process will start at the end of the second quarter of next year.
How big has the game become here?
There is a growing appetite for it here. It's always been, you know, it's always been bigger than people realise, I think, here. At one point it was a significant sport a couple of hundred years ago, and it has gradually declined. It's become a lot bigger. I think if you look at the recent women's matches that are happening between Ireland and Sri Lanka, they're happening in a club ground with no extra seating facilities, and you know, you have over 1,000 people on a Sunday afternoon watching the game. I think immigration is driven as well, particularly immigration from South Asian countries, you know, India, Pakistan, etc. That has driven it massively. The playing population is growing and growing. Unfortunately, we've never been able to actually see what the interest levels are per se, because they've never really been able to have a facility in recent years where they can say, right, we're going to have this many thousand people playing. Granted, apart from when India come on tour, because when India play anywhere in the world, they sell out any venue. The interest is certainly growing, and you know, to the point where the government thinks it's worth building a 4,000-seater stadium.
Nathan Johns, cricket journalist, thank you for speaking with us.